This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3775 for Friday, the 20th of January, 2023. Today's show is entitled, Emergency Show Posted in 2014, How to Make a Punch Card Computer. It is hosted by Mike Ray and is about 14 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, How to Make a Punch Card Computer from Stuff from the Kitchen.
Hi everybody, we're really short of shows at the moment, so I've had to take this one out of the reserve queue. If you have shows, can you please send them in? Because HPR as a project will cease to exist if we don't continue to get shows from listeners like you.
Hello, welcome to Hacker Public Radio. My name is Mike Ray. You're hearing that sound because this is an emergency show. HPR is running low on scheduled podcasts. If you would like to submit a show, email admin@hackerpublicradio.org for more information. This is something I've had in my head for decades. I can vaguely remember when I was very small making one of these punch card computers. It may have been me or it may have been my older brother, more likely to have been my older brother, and I think we probably made it in response to seeing it on the TV or reading it in a book or something. I have this vague recollection of a cereal box with some of my mum's knitting needles sticking through the box and pulling out the needles and cards dropping out at the bottom. Now we're not going to use knitting needles, but we're going to update it a bit. I've not done it since, it's probably over 40 years ago, but it's just something I've remembered for years. So what you will need, the main body of the computer consists of an empty breakfast cereal box of any sort of average size, or just a normal breakfast cereal size box. The first thing to do is to cut off the flaps at the top of the box where the box has been opened and the cereal has been removed. Throw the flaps away except for one of the long flaps from the long side of the box. We're going to use that, or that may come in handy as a template when we get a little bit further on down what we're going to do. The other thing we're going to need is some cards about the same width as the box, and these can be made from another cereal box sliced up. An empty box of the same sort of size will yield about four cards, possibly six if you make them not very deep from top to bottom. Another thing you need is some bamboo skewers. These are the things that are going to take the place of the knitting needles in the example I was talking about from when I was very young and Richard Stallman was still in short trousers. You're going to need some scissors and or a sharp craft knife. Possibly some glue, preferably PVA or something washable. And optionally some sticky tape. So what you do, the first thing we're going to do is to make a chute, a sort of chute at the bottom of the box. Now the box, when it's used as a computer, it's going to stand on the table on its bottom the way it would stand normally, and we're going to cut a flap out the bottom and stick it back as a chute. And we do this by making a horizontal cut across the box about 4 inches, 10 centimeters or so above the bottom. So it's a horizontal cut all the way across, and then we're going to cut down the front edges of the box from that horizontal cut down to the bottom of the box. Now this will form a flap that you can fold out by sticking a hand in the top of the box and pushing it outwards. Now when you've done that, you need to make a fold in that flap about a centimetre or half an inch from the front edge of the flap, the bit which came away from the horizontal slot that you cut across the box. Then you push the then you coat that the inside of that flap between the fold and the edge with glue, and then you push it back into the box and until the glued part of that flap is against the back wall of the box, and then use some sticky tape to stick it down while the glue dries. If you can imagine, what that forms is a kind of chute at the bottom. If you drop something into the top of the box now, it will hit the chute and slide out the hole in the front where the chute was cut away from. Now, take the long flap that you cut from the top of the box and draw a horizontal line across it, across the wide length of it, about halfway down, so that you're effectively dividing the flap into two halves along its length. And here's where we need to do some arithmetic. You're going to mark out 8, or perhaps even 16 points along the line, equally distant. So if you've got 8, if it's an 8-bit computer, you've got 8 points, so there are 9 gaps between the points. Measure the width of the flap, mark off the points with a ruler, and then stick that to one side. Now we're going to punch some holes in the box at near the top, near the opening, and we're going to do this by holding the template flap that we've just made at the top against the box and punching through with a bamboo barbecue skewer or something sharper, perhaps a knitting needle if such things still exist, to make the holes in the box to take the needle, to take the bamboo skewers. And we're going to do the same on the other side, because the bamboo skewers are going to pass all the way through the box from front to back, and they need to be quite accurately inserted so that each skewer is the same distance from the top of the box, the same distance between it and its neighbours, and so that the skewers are nice and parallel. So once you've done that, if you imagine you've done 8 holes and you've inserted 8 skewers, you've got 8 parallel skewers passing all the way through the box, a bit like a magic trick where a man sticks a sword through a wardrobe with a beautiful blonde inside it. So now we've made the body of the computer with the 8 or 16 or 9 or 10. We can make a 9-bit computer skewers through the box. We're going to make the cards. Now we need to make, if we've got an 8-bit computer that's got 8 skewers through it, we're going to need to make 8 cards. These cards need to be almost as wide as the box, but not quite, so that they fit nice and snug, but with no friction in the top of the box. And the depth of them is perhaps about 4 or 5 inches, 10 or 12 centimeters from top to bottom, big enough to write some stuff on, but not deep enough to be visible through the hole at the bottom where you cut the flap for the chute. Now, along the long edge of each card, you're going to measure and make some holes. We need our template again for this, the template that you used to make the holes for the skewers. We're going to hold against each card and punch some holes. Again, probably starting with by using a bamboo skewer, but the holes need to be bigger than the diameter of the skewer, perhaps about 5 millimeters or quarter of an inch or so in diameter, nice and wide so that the skewer passes easily through the holes. A single hole handheld hole punch is good for this, but it's not absolutely necessary. It doesn't matter if the holes are square, as long as the hole is bigger than the actual skewer and that the holes line up with where the skewers are. Now, once you've made 8 of those cards, take each card in turn and convert 7 out of the 8 holes into slots by slicing from the side of the hole to the top of the card, so you actually remove a little piece of card between the hole and the top edge. So you've now got, with each card, you've now got 1 hole and 7 slots. And for card 0, the left hand hole, if it's little endian, is still a hole, and the rest of them are slots. And then for the next card, the first one will be a slot, the next one will be a hole, and the remaining 6 are slots. So you can probably see where I'm going with this. You do it with each card, and in each in turn, holes 0 to 7 become remain as holes, and the rest become slots. Okay, so now we've made our cards. We need some data to put on the cards. Now, it would help if you've got 8 children at this point, because if you've got 8 children, you need never forget their birthdays ever again. So write a piece of data on each card, and write something on the box next to the hole which corresponds to the intact hole on the card. Now, once you've written all the data, then put the cards together in a stack and put them into the top of the box. Hold them with one hand and then insert the skewers through the holes and the slots, through the front of the computer and out the back. So when you stand it up on its bottom end, what you've got is a cereal box with a nice slippery chute at the bottom where something can come out, 8 skewers through the top of the box in a line, and 8 punched cards suspended in the top of the box. But of course, each card has got 7 slots and 1 hole, each in a different position. So each card is only held in position and prevented from falling by 1 skewer. So if you now pull out one of the skewers, the card which corresponds to that skewer should drop out the bottom. So if you have 8 children and the third one was called Bobby, pull out Bobby's skewer and Bobby's card will drop out the bottom with his birth date on it. And that is a punched card computer. Now, I know that some people will be saying, well, that's not a computer, and it's not, and it's 8 bits, and it's only got 8 bits of random access memory. And the main problem with it is that each time you remove a piece of data by pulling out a skewer, that data is not copied. It's, you know, you've not got the data out, but it's still in the computer. It's just, the computer now only contains 7 bits of data, so it's not, I mean, it's not really a computer, but it's fun. Like I say, it's one of those things I have way back in the dim and distant past my brain. One of these days I'm going to get around to making another one. Oh, I should do a little bit of troubleshooting information here. If for some reason when you pull out a skewer nothing drops through, this could be because of a number of reasons. There's too much friction between the cards. When you load the cards into the top of the computer, try and sort of spread them out a little bit so they're not all packed closely in together. It could be that the cards are too wide and that there's some friction between the left and right edges of the cards and the side of the box. Or it could be because the slots are not wide enough and are actually producing some friction between the remaining skewers and the side of the slot, so that the card is unable to drop down when you pull out its skewer. Those are the only things that really can go wrong. It's as simple as that. If you make this, then you really need to get out more and stop wasting your time and everybody else's.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.